What is up, Mets fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Mets Stuff Podcast. We're just going to rip the Band-Aid off and tell you it's a little bit of a somber one here. The Mets Stuff Podcast is not ending, but this will be the final episode that Mets Stuff does officially partnered as the official podcast of the New York Mets. Me and James are going to talk to you just about everything very openly, very blunt about what's going on, what's moving forward. Big news, though, no longer going to be the official podcast of the New York Mets going into 2024. So as soon as the new year comes around, we'll be back on our own. We'll be going our separate ways, and it just won't be the official podcast. But Mets Stuff is not going anywhere.
No, totally reiterating that. Also, Mark just ripped the Band-Aid off. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.
Hope everyone had a wonderful season. This podcast is going to come out on the 27th. So I hope everyone has had a nice time, family, friends, food, whatever you've been doing the last couple of days. Hope it was good. But yeah, this is going to be, it's going to be a change, but it's going to be a change of something that Mark and I have done before. This podcast did begin with him and I just ripping, doing it ourselves. It was a great 2 years with the Mets. It was pretty magical, unbelievable. We're going to talk to you guys a lot more about that going forward, because we're almost probably never going to be able to stop talking about it entirely because of how amazing it was and how many cool things we got to do, and cool people we got to meet, and just situations we got to be in. But as for now, like Mark said, this is going to be the last episode that we are the official podcast of New York Mets, but doesn't mean that Mets Stuff is going anywhere.
No, in terms of what the content is going to look like going forward or what changes you can expect, like literally the only thing right now is like we are just no longer going to be partnered with the Mets. But like me and James, we'll still be doing episodes after every single series. You're going to see a bunch of episodes during the offseason weekly. I think it's just like the safe estimate of how long they're going to come out or how often they will come out during the offseason is weekly. You might see more. You might see, you know, a couple episodes a week. Who knows? Me and James now are going to be back on the grind as independent content podcast guys. But we're sad because, like James said, the experience, just being able to call ourselves the official podcast of the New York Mets was out of control. I mean, there's not many people who get to say that for their favorite team. And we were lucky enough to get that for two seasons. And just so many great memories, so many awesome things. And again, not going anywhere. The podcast is still going to exist. The only thing that is literally changing is now me and James have to actually do the work on the back end side. We don't have Vito to help us out, John to help us out, all the people in production. So we're going to be back on the podcast grind as solo guys here.
Yeah, totally. It's going to definitely open up a lot of philosophical questions for my life. I think more than Mark's too, about what the next 6 months of my life are going to look like. But that's okay. That's all part of the game here. That's part of life. That's part of being trying to be a sports content creator. But yeah, we might just be in the ballpark less. Next year might go to 40 games instead of 70. That's just something that might happen just because of that. Trying to think what else. Maybe you might eat less ballpark food and might start packing my own lunch and dinner to the games again.
Yeah.
Which is probably better for my body at the end of the day. Probably be better on the old gut, but
a few less hot dogs for me because I pretty much had a hot dog every single game. So there was about 60 days out of 100 in the summer that I was eating just pure nitrates and like horse hooves or whatever goes into a hot dog.
Yeah, a lot of other things that go into hot dogs that we don't want to share in this podcast. Maybe next week we can share things like that to go into hot dogs. Maybe we'll do an episode how to make hot dogs.
A hot dog.
Yeah, we can say all those bad words. But yeah, less breathables for me. Shout out Nancy. Won't be seeing her as much. Probably less loaded chopped cheese waffle fries just because that's going to be an interesting thing to spend $30 on just myself. But yeah, maybe once in a while for nostalgia. It's going to look different. It's going to feel different. And we know, like, we appreciate that so many of you guys have been here with Mark and I from the beginning, like from before we came official to the Mets, just from the Scherzer stream from years ago and everything we did during the lockout offseason, everything we did right before the Mets as the Mets got really hot at the beginning of 2022. So we know a lot of you guys are still here. We appreciate you guys a lot. If you were listening back then, it might sound a little bit like that. It might sound a little different because I think Mark and I, speaking for myself specifically, both grown a little bit as content creators, both saw a lot of what goes on inside the Major League Baseball organization and met a lot of people that either one, we didn't even know existed before, or two, that we might have not known and didn't like for no reason before and probably just didn't understand them or their role or just the work they did as much. And that also doesn't even begin to talk about like the difference in appreciation we have for these players who go and play every single day. Just there's going to be a lot that's going to change. A lot's going to go back to being the same. A lot's probably going to feel similar to how it's felt the last 2 years since we've been with the Mets. But again, it's not no longer going to be the official podcast of New York Mets.
Yeah, I think one thing that I can tell you that will be different, there might be a few more, you know, a few more expletives in these podcasts rather than when we were officially attached to the team.
Yeah, and that was only John doing the bleeps because he doesn't care about Vito's time, energy, or effort. But
of course not.
This podcast is like both of our babies. Like we've been built this to a place that even these last 2 years with the Mets, like never to a place I thought I would ever get ever. Like, it's funny that I'm doing this. If you guys watch on YouTube, in like my childhood bedroom, my parents' house, where like we started doing this podcast, because I was still living with my parents before we started it, before I moved back to New York, after I moved out of the apartment with Mark. It's just, it's like weird timing and stuff. After Christmas too, you're with family, you're thinking about stuff, you're doing all that kind of, but it's going to be different. It's going to be the same. I definitely urge everyone to check back in with us next week and listen.
Yeah. Like, just for a little heads up for everybody, Metzed Up is, again, like Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff, going to stay as Metzed Up. If you are looking for YouTube versions of this podcast now, you will be going to the Metzed Up channel, which I'm sure you guys will hear more about. We'll tweet it out a bunch of times. It was an old channel that we did, obviously, before we were with the Mets. Then when we came with the team, we went on to the New York Mets YouTube channel, which is just also so crazy that stuff's just going to live on there for the rest of the time on YouTube. And we'll be like, hey, remember when we were doing the podcast for the New York Mets? And we will say, like, as much as we are not officially like affiliated with the team anymore, we're not the official podcast. Like, everybody we've talked to has been so nice, like feels like so sad about what's going on, because I think we all had a really good relationship with each other, with the content that was being made and just how everybody interacted with each other, that you're probably going to see us around a little bit too with the Mets in the future, maybe doing some other things, not necessarily making the podcast every single episode for them, every single series, but you're probably going to see us work together in some sort of way, whether it's we come to the stadium, we do a little shout out for somebody, or, you know, there's a variety of different things. Everything is still also really new. Like, we've only known about this for a short amount of time, but everything is like, the door is wide open for both of us to continue the relationship that we had. And just because the podcast is no longer the official podcast doesn't mean we don't want to continue to like have the relationship and work with each other going forward.
Yeah. And that was one of the best opportunities that came to us from doing the show officially with the team, is like all the connections we got to make for everybody in the ballpark. Vito, John are friends and we'll continue to be friends. Like Bobby, Brendan, I'm going to forget names. We're going to do more names next week. We're going to make a list so we don't forget any names, which is everyone who is in production in that stadium. Like, we're very happy to have had and built the relationships we did with them, and hope to continue to cultivate those in the future, because it's a lot of good people, a lot of people who work really hard every single day to make sure you guys have the best experience in the ballpark you possibly can, and something they're still committed to, and that's something we can all appreciate.
Oh, 100%. And as I'm getting the sirens, this is opposite of normally where you are in your apartment in Brooklyn. I'm starting to get the sirens now here in Astoria. But before we pull in Vito and John, because we, of course, want to bring them in for the final episode. Guys have been with us for the last couple of years. It's been a great run. Want to just give some thank yous to people that were inside the Mets organization that did a lot for us. First off, thank you to the Mets. Thank you to Steve Cohen, Alex Cohen. I'm not sure how aware they were of us, but we met Mrs. Cohen a couple times, and just the fact that we were allowed to continue to do this podcast, got to go into the owner's box a couple times. Thank you for that very much. Big thank you to Bobby over in production, head of production. Big thank you to Jake, Taylor. Thank you to Ryan. Thank you to
Dylan.
Dylan. Thank you to Dylan. Thank you to, I'm forgetting names. I should have wrote these down.
I told Jake, you to write them down. Thank you to Dylan. I mean, thank you to John Vito, of course. Thank you to Mendez. Thank you to just Jenna being there every single day. Do much for the
thank
podcast.
Thank you to Brian.
Thank you to Brian.
Brian, this past year was killing it for us, just nonstop on the late nights, filming stuff for us. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you to Brendan. Like, there are so many people.
Brian's such a legend. I love Brian.
Brian is such a legend. We love Brian. Hopefully, can't wait to see Brian around the ballpark. Get us on the big screen at least now, Brian. Yeah. Now you know what these faces look like. We'll be in seats. Get us on the big screen.
And thank you to like tons of people who we met too, who made our time at the ballpark so much more fun. Didn't necessarily work on the podcast, but thank you to Kim in the Media Cafe. Thank you to Steven, just the greatest security guard on planet Earth.
Yes.
I said Nancy before. Thank you to Nancy. Thank you to Rosenman. Thank you to Hunter. Thank you to, I'm trying to think.
Shout out to our boy Vic.
Shout out Vic. Love Vic. Who else we got here? Now you do some more names.
Oh my goodness.
Shout out Colin. Shout out Marisol.
Yes.
Shout out.
Shout out Keith Rad. He was really nice too. Shout out Wayne. He's not there anymore, but shout out Howie as well.
Shout out Howie. Shout out Pat McCarthy. Glad that he's on the up and up right now too. Shout out the other Keith Hernandez down in Hodges.
Yes.
Shout out Naomi down there, down in Hodges. So many people. So many things. So much stuff.
So many people.
Shout out your boy Joe.
Yep. Shout out Josh as well. Can't forget him. I mean, there's just been Josh. So.
Shout out Steve Peralt, who made the connection for us originally. Got us in the door. So many
shout
things.
Out. I got a crazy shout out here, James. Shout out Max Scherzer.
Shout out Max Scherzer. This is not possible without Max Scherzer. As much as happened with Max Scherzer in the last few years, this whole thing would never have happened without Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Big shout out to everybody on the social media side as well. Shout out to Will and Janie. retweeting our stuff, posting our stuff. Really appreciate it. Crazy to see our faces being retweeted and posted on the New York Mets accounts, which is something probably never expected again when we started this podcast.
Also, shout out Claire and Hannah, not hearing you more, but did great work on social media. Shout out Eduardo Escobar. He was just the nicest guy down there. Shout out Jeff McNeil for walking over to us and giving us a hug when we officially got this gig on, like, just standing in front of the dugout. He was like, guys, nice. He gave us hugs. He knew Mark. He knew me a little bit from seeing me on FaceTime and just recognized us, remembered us. Shout out Brett Beatty for being a great guy. Shout out Lindor for doing an interview with us. Shout out Cody Sanger for talking to us twice. Shout out Justin Verlander for talking with us. Shout out Brandon Nimmo for talking with us. Shout out Daniel Vogelback, DJ Stewart, William Woods. Who else? Keith Rad. We talked to Keith Rad.
Howie, Tyler McGill, Drew Smith.
Tyler McGill, Drew Smith, David Peterson.
I mean, let's take a step back, by the way. Think about how many players we just named, like, thanking them for interviewing us. That alone, like, so cool as being official podcast in the mess. Just that we've got to talk to basically every single player that played for this team over the last 2 years.
Adam Ottavino, Dominic Smith. Shout out Edwin Diaz. We were supposed to interview Edwin Diaz, but I wasn't here that weekend, so I'm sorry about that one, Mark.
Killed me.
What else we got?
I mean, and just everybody that we'd met and made a relationship with throughout the time. I mean, we're going to see them around, I'm sure, at the ballpark. It's not like we're never going to see these people again. But now it's just like a little bit less often because we won't be able to come into the office and disrupt people's work and be annoying and sit in their chairs and be like, yeah, so like, what do you guys think about, you know, how's Edwin Diaz's slider looking today? Like,
start conversations. Doing that anymore. Start conversations about Chase Utley's Hall of Fame candidacy when people who work full time with deadlines have a lot of work to do. They can't do that anymore. Yeah, no, a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. A lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, and of course, shout out John and Vito. I know you said it, but I think that's also a great time to bring them in here because Vito, of course, doing so much work behind the scenes. John, the first season with us, getting all the interviews, setting everything up when we had literally no idea what we were doing besides actually making content. Yeah, no one did. And John was our babysitter as well. And then Vito for just producing the podcast for the last year and a half, getting so many interviews for us as well, making clips, like helping us out with giveaways and so many different things. Appreciate you guys and happy to get you on here for the last episode. And just reminisce about some of the good old days of Mets Up as the official podcast of the Mets.
I just wanted to mention the Chase Utley Hall of Fame candidacy conversation because you brought
it up. It's
the
last episode.
First.
We will not let you do a tangent for 20 minutes.
I'm just saying, when the Hall of Fame voting comes around, maybe we hop on, dust off the old StreamYard and give a little chit chat. It'll probably be at like 70. I don't know, maybe not that high, but Chase is going to be a Hall of Famer. So that's something that we'll always be able to keep an eye on until that day comes. Years. But, go ahead.
Well, we forgot one thing. Shout out John for inventing Estimate. That was a pretty incredibly fun thing we were able to do the last 2 years that you guys really responded to well as a listener. So maybe we'll have to get lawyers involved, see if we can get that off John in the future, do it for our own show. But that remains to be seen.
I was just going to say, like, it's not spring training's not going to be the same as the three of us being together in the Ford Escape with John avoiding us at all costs.
Yeah, of course. Not cool enough for John.
But it was a blast. I mean, you know, like, I came in with you guys, and it's just been it's been really fun to just hang out and talk Mets. And, like, I said this to all of you, like, this is the only Mets group chat I have that's as active. And, like, I've had Mets group chats with friends for years, and this is the only one that just still pushes strong almost daily. And I would say 90% of the time it's not show talk. It's just genuine baseball talk.
Oh yeah. No, we're all, I think, sick in the head with how much we care about the Mets. And I mean, obviously you guys work for them. So it's like you work for them and you care about them. We did the podcast. Like, there was just so much Mets talk, baseball talk in there. I don't think that's going to stop by any means. I'm pretty sure we're all going to be still sick in the head Mets fans talking about it as the season goes on. But yeah, I mean, like, coming in, I'd never worked with anybody before. Like, I just being a YouTuber and like doing it out of college, I've literally never had like anybody I'd call coworkers. But like, I mean, you guys are like friends, obviously. So it was always like nice coming in knowing that like if we had something wrong, you'd help us out. But also like we could still like BS about whatever we were thinking about at the time too.
Yeah. So the conceptualization of a coworker is that you guys taught Mark that. And that's a really valuable thing that he might never have again in his life. So you guys can own that. His only two coworkers ever.
I remember when I first started and like there was some work event coming up and Mark said he was really looking forward to it because he'd never got to hang out with coworkers before.
Oh yeah.
And like just absolutely blew my mind to somebody like literally like, I mean like through high school, like just like working and like doing stuff. Just such a funny concept. Somebody's like, yeah, like people that work in the same office as me. That's not, like, sounds thrilling.
Yeah, Mark was sitting in a chair and be like, what do you guys want to talk about? Like, it's cool. You guys are working.
Like, how can I disrupt your day? What can I do to disrupt your day? Because I'm here now.
Now, there was definitely that moment for us too when we'd like be walk into the office the first year and be like, so what are you guys doing? What's going on right now? Because like just understanding from like the front end, from being fans, of like what actually goes into like creating the in-game experience for fans, like what goes on the scoreboard, how it gets there, seeing the control room, which is pretty funny, even funny to be able to do the podcast in there for a few months towards the end of the 2022 season. You guys remember the bat? In the Piazza Club?
How could we forget? What about the rally bun? The rally bun was a hit.
Was good.
The rally bun was a classic. Bit. That thing stayed in the freezer for probably months. A little bit too long, and then John took a bite out of it, which was insane. But
you gotta try things when the team's struggling. And John, if nothing else, did try that.
Yes, 100%. John was ready to put his health on the line for the team.
It's funny to think about too. That rally bun was almost like that was like the last moment that season was truly fun, because that rally bun ignited the rally to win that last game of the Dodgers series beginning of September, and then that next weekend was the National Series where things started to not feel so good. But yeah, shout out the rally bun.
Yeah, I mean, the rally bun, I remember, like, just even Vito mentioned spring training. When we got to spring training, our first time ever being there, you know, affiliated with the team, getting to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff was really cool. But I'll never forget when, like, Bobby and Josh, who were part of production, go to us, they're like, come here at 6 o'clock in the morning. Your guys' job is going to be to talk to all the players while they're waiting online and make sure they're not bored. And me and James look at each other like, you want us to talk to these guys? Like, what are we going to say to Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso and all these superstars? And it ended up being like an experience and memory I'll never forget. Just like joking with Pete Alonso, making jokes with Brandon Nimmo, talking to Brett Beatty, commented on my shoes, and then had him the next day.
Yeah.
Like, there was stuff. Vito got to stand next to Starling Marte, his favorite player. Like, there was so many little cool things that just even being a part of it outside of the content that we actually made, like behind the scenes stuff that we got to experience, that I think a lot of Mets fans would kill for that opportunity.
That was the first time I've ever even been at spring training in my entire life. Like, I'd never gone as just a fan or just like as a person, just being there and being on the inside and being like, all right, you guys, you can go in this room for interviews, then you can go into the ballpark when you're ready, then we'll go for like an employee dinner afterwards, then you guys can go out if you want after that. We know John wants
going to vibes, that. Obviously.
Yeah, of course, vibes. Going for a little fun dancing
at Vibes.
Maybe some Port St. Lucie karaoke in a strip mall. Like, that's always a possibility. And just being able to hang out, just sit around a fire at the end of the night and like talk about what we were doing. It's just, it was hilarious that was even like, that was something that we all did together. And even just like me and Mark were there for what, like 60 hours, maybe in total.
Yeah.
Vito and John spent significant portions of their life down there in Port St. Lucie, but it was just such a whirlwind for us. Like, we're here and now we're going to be up for 20 hours, 3 days in a row, and then we're going to leave. That's it.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, all the stuff.
Forgot
the,
shout out.
Go for it.
Shout out DJ Razor. Legend.
Shout out DJ Razor, of course. Oh, shout out when Razor, this is just a little story for you guys that has nothing to really do with anything, but when we were going back from spring training, he was leaving at the same time. He was like, I'll drive you guys in the morning. I have a rental car. We'll drop it off. He starts driving. I look at James and go, he is not going to the rental car place. There's no way that this like random rental car place on the side of the road is going to accept a car drop off at 5 o'clock in the morning.
We were going to the Enterprise that was the opposite direction of the airport. I forget if the airport was north or south of Port St. Lucie, but we get in the road and we're both looking at our navigation, texting each other like, we're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. And we're running out of time for this flight. And I don't want to miss this flight. I was like, I had to get back to work. And we were just, it was morning. It was going to be bad weather. They even, we got to the airport that day, we did make it. They were offering us, I think it was Delta, shout out Delta,
official airline, $1,000.
They were offering people $1,000 to change their flights later in the day because there was going to be such a bad storm that people weren't going to be let out. And Mark and I at 5:45 in the morning are sitting in the rental car with Razor just being like, I really pray, just pray we get to this airport on time.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's the stuff that will stick out to me outside of the content that was made, because that, I mean, interviewing the players will never be topped by anything, but like, just the little stories, the little inside jokes we like had with all the guys around, like, and especially John and Vito, the fact that like we just incessantly make fun of John every chance that we possibly can, especially even on the podcast. Like, how many people would let us do that? Probably not many. So you got to give a little props there to John for having some thick skin, for sure.
Do you guys want to take one last time and, you know, just like, I don't know, roast me a Mount Rushmore of roasts, or
Mount Rushmore?
I feel like you got it, right?
I will say,
we can go around the room. Everyone can take a crack at it.
Johnny Lennon's was maybe one of my favorite moments ever, walking into the office after you came back from Italy. And it was like you were a new man. You were wearing a linen shirt. You were wearing like some chino pants or whatever. I think you had flip-flops on too. And it was just like...
I did not have flip-flops on.
He was wearing the leather,
leather slip-ons.
Yes.
That's what it was. Sockless.
I don't even
ever... Never socks. Once like April comes around, socks are a thing of the past. But go on.
True. I'll never have to roast you again just because I watched you dance in that club in Port St. Lucie.
And I have videos of it.
Yeah, so like I'll always be able, whenever I have to think about something in my head to like make me laugh or just like want to get a shot at you, I can just think about you dancing. And I'm like, it's okay. He doesn't need. You're also a father now. We did this podcast to the birth of John's child.
That's true.
Vito getting married. Like with the life things that happened for all of us in this show the last couple of years were shocking and amazing.
There's been a messed up marriage and a messed up baby. Neither of them by me or you, but
thankfully
they still count. We're still going to take credit for that.
And there's still time for both of you guys. I mean, there's plenty of time.
The baby thing we can slow down a little bit on, I think.
But. I mean, we've gone horribly wrong, but yeah, a lot of fun things. We got to be like part of each other's lives. You guys became like very legitimate friends that, again, Mark's first coworkers, like that we didn't really think we'd have. I remember the first day that we actually met John. I think Josh or Bobby was like pushing us to be like, hey, this guy John, he's going to be like one of your guys. Like the first day we were on the field with the team, like with our credentials, and you were just spouting out about like some random Rangers fact about this was the first time they'd done this in like, cause it was May and we're getting towards playoff time and this series is happening. That series is happening. And I was like, this guy's a creature. And I wasn't wrong.
I wish everybody could experience going to a hockey game with John, because John is a menace to society, I think is the best way to put it, when he's at any hockey game. It's not a Rangers game, just any hockey game. My wife went to a Devils Oilers game last week.
Correct.
We went with a bunch of people from the Mets. John was wearing an Oilers jersey in the suite as a guest of a Devils fan. Nice. Screaming at the top
of his lungs. I asked permission, by the way. I asked permission. I wanted to make sure the Oilers jersey was cool. Obviously got a rep Connor, but I did ask. Go on, Vito. Sorry.
Screaming at the top of his lungs at everything that was happening. Knew every single player on both teams' name. Screaming stuff out. And I just looked next to me at the both suites on opposite end. Just seeing people frustrating and how much money they had spent. And the fact that they had to sit there with this screaming lunatic. And I started screaming, I'm sorry, it's his last wish.
John, you had a lot of fun at the NHL All-Star game last year too, because that coincided with spring training, no? Wasn't that a fun day for you?
Yes, that was a very fun day. I made some poor financial choices that day. So, the NHL All-Star game was in South Florida. We had gone down, I think, the day before. And Brian and myself wound up scoring a couple tickets to the skills competition. And I bought some merch. I bought some merch, and I woke up with an angry text. I woke up with an angry text the next day. So
Father, that was puck.
the puck was not a bad thing. And I bought a beanie that I wear a lot now. I also bought this baseball cap that I saw it a few days ago. I was like, why in the world did I spend like about $60 on this cap? But James, we went to a game last year also. That was a lot of fun, Ranger opening night.
We did. We had a great time there, because that was like our thank you from Mark and I for just everything that happened in 2022. And it was Rangers opening night, and I met John at the bar. I think I was getting over a little cold at the time. I think we all just got really sick last year after the Mets were eliminated from the playoffs, just because Yeah, I had like another full-time job that was like super in full swing, and we podcasted like 7 out of 9 days or something, and we're at the ballpark every single night with a couple. I mean, we were having fun. It was the playoffs. What were we gonna do? We're in Citi Field, and I was so sick at that game. And I'm like, yeah, John, I'm happy to go to this game, but we should definitely take it easy. And I meet him at Tracks Railroads, one of those like MSG.
Tracks. Yeah.
He just pushes me a tequila water, which is such a John drink. Or it might have been tequila soda, one of the two. And I was like, oh, it's gonna be such a night for me and John now. And I remember walking up to the PATH train being like, all right, see you later. Like, and then him going, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
That's crazy. I also like, speaking of the playoffs, like you said, like that crazy run of like 7 episodes in like 9 days or whatever we were doing was a marathon. Sprinkled in was when the Mets beat the Padres in game two. Me, you, and Vito were all sitting with each other down on the third base side, screaming at Adrian Morejon, getting in that guy's head, seeing Jacob DeGrom shove, seeing Lindor hit that big home run, seeing the Mets win, come back from that game. Like, that was awesome. We had some beers on the podcast. We had some beers after the podcast down at Judy and Punch. Like, we had that was such a fun time. It was like, I think we got home at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning that night. And I remember it was like, we got to go back for game three. Game three really took the wind out of our sails. But like game two was one of the definitely one of my favorite memories as well of doing the podcast with the team and hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, even the last game of this season, we went out to the place in Astoria. You guys got that. Yeah. Solid video of me getting in the cab at the end of the night, which I still don't understand the problems.
John got in the front seat of a yellow cab.
So on what?
On his way to Long Island. So he had like a 2-hour drive and he sits in the front seat.
It was probably like 45 minutes, but it was still
sick. Yeah, it wasn't 2 hours.
So what? You know, I wanted to talk. I wasn't there.
I don't know. There might have been something in the back. I don't know. Oh, you know what? The guy had like some exhaust piping that was like sticking out the window and it was like a massive, it was like a snake. So there was really only one option, and it was the front seat. But, you know, these guys obviously got the footage and, you know, sent it along. But I think the point here, the big point, and I said this to both you guys, was, you know, you guys got great viewers, great fans. But I think it's important that people realize that, like, it wasn't just, okay, you know, we click record or the camera turns on and we have conversations and the camera turns off and that's that. Like, everything that everyone saw was genuine. It was all real. You know, our conversations were real. They extended beyond episodes. I said this to both you guys that I have a hard time finding people that I could really talk baseball with because, you know, like you want to have good, sophisticated, you want to have good, sophisticated conversations. And, you know, like, look, not everyone could have proper takes like me. I get that, but no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But seriously,
first half, you weren't kidding. The first half is like a legitimate, like you're like, no, the first half, yeah. From you is 100%. Not many people are as smart as me.
I just have a hard time finding people that I can, I collaborate with on a good baseball conversation. And
of course,
you know, Mark and James, from day one, being down there on the field together, me blabbing off Ranger stuff, coming up with like content ideas right there in front of the dugout. You know, I knew that about you guys immediately. So,
I'll never ever forget the moment too. Cause like, it is true. Like talking baseball with you guys has been so much fun and we had great debates and we were, especially when we like really got settled this year in the theater, like you were on the left of us, we were at the table, just being able to spout back and forth to one another. But I'll never ever forget the moment where it was like weeks and weeks and weeks and everyone, you guys kept all telling us like, get ready for Scherzer interview, be ready for Scherzer interview, be ready for Scherzer interview. And you're like, I'm going to bring you guys down there. He said he's ready to go. I don't know if it's going to happen, but just I'll leave you down there and we're going to do it. And then we're just sitting there waiting. We're in the dugout hanging out. And he says he's running his wind sprints in the outfield to come after. And we're all like, all right, yeah, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Like this could be his way to take time away from us, to ease away from us, or maybe it's real. John walks away to go attend to another task. And Max Scherzer walks up to us. All right, guys, ready to go. And Mark and I are just sitting there, no microphone, no camera. And we're like, oh my God.
That and you can't forget that Max Scherzer introduced himself too. He's like, all right, I'm ready to go, guys. What's up? Like, I'm Max Scherzer.
He's like, hey, I'm Max. And we were just like, where's John?
I frantically called him like, John, Max Scherzer is here. And you're like, please. I'll be there in 2 seconds. And you just like popped out of like a hole I didn't know existed on the field.
Honestly, I didn't know if it was going to happen either. I wasn't sure. So I was actually trying to make a contingency plan for if Max, if he, you know, is too busy or whatever, and we obviously would have respected that, then all right, well, we're down there, let's try to get someone else. And I was running a camera for that also. I just was like, I can go down there and figure this out. So I remember I got the call and I sprinted over. I definitely didn't want to be the one responsible for dropping the biggest of balls that I could have possibly dropped, but it went well and I had a steady hand there as well, so that was good too.
Yeah, I think
John, would you say meeting Max Scherzer was one of those people that you were just excited that you knew baseball just as much as you, and felt like was on your level intellectually?
Yeah, and Max had some good foresight into what the pitch clock was going to be like. Oh. I feel like, you know, he was very focused on it, and you know, the pitch clock was a huge thing. So
definitely, 100%. Yeah, I mean,
that was another part that James. I feel like I want everyone, because like to like realize and appreciate, because like we're trying to work around the schedules of these players, these professionals who make millions of dollars, who play a very hard game at an incredibly high level, and that it can't just be like, all right, see these two podcast guys, go talk to them now. It has to be like we had to find ways to fit into their training regimens, and Vito and John were both huge helps with that. Everyone in production, PR, were all huge helps with that. Finding our moments, finding our times to weave in, being available when we knew they could be available, and just being there. And like sometimes it didn't work out, and like that was something that you guys didn't get to see, and we'd sit there and wait, and we wouldn't get the interview, and we felt, and then wait, come around the next time and get the interview, then like make
then there'd be days where we have like four guys that we're talking to, like, oh my god, okay, yeah, there's four people now we're talking to, like, let's get ready. Or the time where, like, it was just like, you guys are gonna talk to Mark Canna today, we're like, okay, hold on, 5 minutes, we gotta start scraping through the internet finding anything. Yeah. So it was like, I mean, the experience, I don't think we can say it enough, was absolutely incredible. Being able to call ourselves the official podcast of the Mets for two seasons is just surreal. The relationships we made, the people we met, the experiences we got to have, going to be unmatched. We're going to miss doing it for sure with the Mets. But again, like, we're going to be around. John and Vito and everybody else will be around, and I'm sure we're going to be talking to each other plenty. John and Vito, again, just a huge thank you from us, Vito, from everything you did on the back end. Editing, late nights, like, just so many different things, getting us interviews, being our liaison, our intermediary, being between us and the people that actually do a lot of work at the stadium. Really appreciate it. And John, thanks for babysitting us for the first year and then becoming Johnny Stats and really fitting into the podcast. I don't know what we're going to do now. We're going to need stats. We're going to have to do actual real notes now. We can't just be like, John, give us some stats while we start to look up things.
Yeah.
Guys, it was a pleasure. Seriously, it was. It was a good fit. It was natural. It always felt natural, and that was the one thing I liked the most about it. It was all so real. So you guys have so much to be proud of, and I know you guys are going to continue to kick in the future. And I mean, this isn't goodbye. You know, it's
John
December 26th
on his closing monologue of this.
You
podcast.
You could say. Think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one's
this is the last one you guys are making, so it's up to you.
Yeah, it's all you.
once we're back in charge, we're gonna
I go by FCC.
You guys stop.
It's gonna be funny with the bleeds because no one's gonna know what that word is now.
That's true.
It wasn't that bad. Yeah,
it was better.
Yeah, the word that I said, I guess it's gonna be bleeped, was not bad. I'm pretty sure you could say it in a PG movie.
You don't watch movies. How would you know?
It's true.
That's what I've heard.
The low movie podcast.
You know I'm not. Come on. You know I'm not. But yeah, guys, seriously, thank you. Can't thank you guys enough for just welcoming me to MetStop and Vito, of course. And this isn't goodbye, as I was saying before. I cursed and got called out for it. We'll see you guys, I'm sure, very, very, very shortly. And James got a big Ohio State bowl game coming up. So,
one more college football talk.
People turned it off for the last time.
The hottest topic was Ohio State in the semifinal last year. Which, by the way, you told a great story about the garage door and all that. Mm-hmm. And people weren't enjoying that. Like, I thought it was great. So, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because that's the other part. Like, we are fans. Like, Mark and I watch.
And we're Big Ten guys. Also, we're Big Ten guys.
Huge Big Ten guys. Love the Big Ten. There's nothing better than the Big Ten. Like Aiden O'Connell on Christmas, just forging the fires of the Big Ten West, winning a game without completing a pass for three quarters. It's kind of guys we are. Work hard, prosper.
Well, I just want to say I've loved every second of working with you guys. And as an art school person, I can't really comment on any of the college football talk. I did go to a few Rutgers games. I have a Rutgers hat. I wore to the gym today, but I mean, I feel like that's just as bad as art school talk. but no, it was a blast. And like John said, you know, like, we're still going to be doing stuff together. You know, we'll obviously, John and I will still be listening to MetStop. And we just had such a good time on this show, and it's been so much fun to be a part of and just like have a good time. And I wish people could hear the show before and after the recordings, like of the few minutes of setting up the studio and after we set up, and just like the amount of times that Brian Rusnak would be like, okay, can you guys please start the podcast already? And then be like, all right, can we like please bring everything upstairs? It was a really fun year in a really tough year. And and for many, like on the field reasons, off the field reasons, it was a fun year and a tough year for all of us. But we all had a really good time, and it's been a blast doing this show.
Oh, 100%. I think me and James will confidently say that we will definitely have you guys back on the show when it's independent again by ourselves. We got to have Johnny Stats and Vito come make an appearance every once in a while. Make sure the people know, you know, that John's still John, and Vito's still kicking over with the Mets and doing all our stuff.
I can curse, right? I can say whatever I want. Well,
John, you can bring out all the curse words.
You just have to understand, you still have an employer you have to be responsible to, and a wife and a daughter. But yeah, you can say anything you want other than that.
Those are good points. All right, I'll probably start practicing now for that appearance. I don't want to go too far off the rails.
Definitely. And to everybody at home listening, watching for the last official episode with the New York Mets, Again, huge thank you, guys. This would not be possible without you. It started with the Twitter spaces, and that's how the Mets eventually found us. If you guys didn't listen to that, we wouldn't be where we are today. So again, a huge thank you from me. I'll let James and anybody else say whatever they want, but incredible experience. Outside of playing for the Mets, this was probably the next best thing that could have possibly happened for someone as crazy as me who thought he could play for the Mets one day, which was not a possibility by any means. And now I get to bring that back. I get to say how I could have played in the majors. But yeah, it was incredible. So many amazing experiences. I'll never forget meeting all these amazing people, and truly grateful for the honor and the opportunity to call ourselves the official podcast of the Mets for the last 2 years.
Totally. And this was, for me, my first like real foray into sports media. Like, I'd been blogging since I was in college, but never really was putting a ton of time and a ton of effort into it, because I always had other things to do, other jobs, other things happening. And it's like, shout out Mark for coming to me with this idea originally, because he definitely didn't have to reach out to his friend who had like 600 Twitter followers to be like, I want to make content with you. But appreciate that always. And we're going to keep doing it. Like we said, like, Mark and I are about to work really, really hard in this podcast, just because, again, now we have to do a lot of the stuff that we didn't have to do for the last 2 years. Thank you to Vito for all of that. And shout out Abiel. We missed Abiel before. Shout out Abiel for that doing it a year before, of course. And it's going to be a lot, and we're going to be ready for you guys. Keep an eye out for content right after New Year's. Hoping to have some stuff ready for you guys by the second. Going to put in a big shift, but doing this last 2 years was magical. Being a part of the Mets organization was amazing. Having these interpersonal relationships with people who work in the stadium, just being able to talk to people, being a member of the organization and feeling accepted and valued was something that I never really thought I'd ever experienced in my entire life. And the fact that it happened, and it happened for as long as it did and as often as it did, was special and something that I don't even think I can really put properly into words even yet. It's still even hard to be able to process what happened and what will happen. But, and thank you guys for that. Bringing this episode, this podcast together from the beginning of 2021, Mark and I are making stupid nicknames, and we had like 200, 300 listeners for the first 2 weeks we were doing this, and watching it grow to the point it grew to where we got noticed. It's amazing. And thank you guys for being there for us the whole time.
Yeah, I think a perfect way to describe it is bittersweet. Favorite word of the podcast is bittersweet. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the final episode of The Mets Up as the official podcast of the New York Mets. We, of course, will be continuing the podcast on our own. So if you're subscribed to the podcast feed, that's not changing. It will still exist there. If you're looking for the YouTube video, this is really the only thing that's going to change now. It will no longer be on the New York Mets YouTube channel. It will instead be on our Mets Up podcast channel, which, again, we will post on all our social media once we start posting things again and making more content for you guys. But that is pretty much it. Make sure you follow James on Twitter at
James_Shiano.
And me at DraftNeckMark with a C. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you to the New York Mets. And we will catch you guys after the new year. Peace out.
Peace out, guys.